looking for Bolden. Oh, and there it is! It falls in!
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the J-Talk podcast. Alex Bishop with you here, and it is my distinct pleasure to fly solo and host the first of what could be a semi-regular series of interviews or sit-down chats with some prominent figures across the Japanese football landscape, be it players, coaches, or wherever there's an interesting story to be had. And I'm very excited to welcome today's guest, star striker of the Philippine Women's National Football Team and Wii League side Chipure AS Elfyn Saitama, Serena Bolden. So Serena has had a pretty eventful 2022, to say the least. She was a fundamental part of the Philippine side that earned itself a semi-final finish at the Women's Asian Cup earlier this year in India, subsequently qualifying to the 2023 edition of the Women's World Cup, which will be held in Australia and New Zealand. And this will be the nation's first ever appearance at the tournament. After that, she came back to Japan to rejoin her club, Elfyn, and to complete the 2021-22 season, before again returning to international duty with the Philippines for the AFF Women's Championship, which they went on to win on home soil, with Serena claiming the golden boot for herself, finding the net 8 times. So after a stellar year of international football, Serena is set to begin her second season with Elfyn and leave her mark on the Wii League, a competition that houses some of the best technical talent the women's game has to offer. Okay, so without further ado, let's get right into it and check in on Serena. Okay, hey Serena. So after a very successful summer with the Philippines international side, you're back in Japan. So how's it feel to be back?
Feels good. I think it's been almost a month now where I'm just kind of getting back into the flow of things and the routine and, gelling back with my team. We just came off of playing, a preseason Wii League Cup match, and I felt like under the circumstances, we did pretty well. We were able to get that first goal under our belts, but unfortunately they were able to come back. Niigata ladies, a really good, strong team, but we were able to get the draw, which is good. But overall, things have been good, rejoining the league, and I think the league got pushed back till October, so it gives us more time to, work together. We have a new head coach, so to understand more of what she wants from us. So more time is always good, and especially that I've been gone for a little bit. I think I need a little bit more time just to, understand what my coach wants from me and, getting to know the girls again through playing and, hanging out with them, outside of soccer too and whatnot.
Cool. Okay, sounds good. So this is going to be your second season in the Wii League, right? So up to now, how's it been, your journey in Japan and playing here?
It's been good. I think I've learned a lot already so far, a lot of ups and downs with just navigating, the cultural difference, the language barrier, the style of play we were talking about earlier, like things are a little bit more technical out here, and being able to get that first year, I think was so important for me personally, just because I had opportunities to, work on things and, adapt to things and have my teammates be like, oh, here, you should try this out instead of doing this. And I think definitely that first year was definitely like kind of working the kinks out. I know I haven't scored any goals yet, so I'm hoping in this next season, with the experience that I've been able to build, I'm able to, score more into this next season. And I know more, I understand more, like even I know a few words now, like here and there, that I find myself using throughout, practices and games. And even my teammates and staff have been like, oh, like you're Japanese, like you've been like using it a little bit more than you have in the past. So, definitely coming back into the second season, I'm just hoping to grow and learn and continue to build off of what I've been learning.
Okay, good stuff. So coming in as a foreign player, there's probably a lot of things you could actually bring to the table, a few strengths, some skills or techniques or something that isn't quite there with the Japanese players. And at the same time, there's probably a couple of challenges, some things that you can learn and incorporate into your own game as well. So what are the things that you can bring to the table, and what challenges do you benefit from?
Yeah, I'll start off with the strengths and the things that I think I bring to the table. I feel like, me personally, I feel like I'm one of the stronger players. You know, I'm physically and bigger, so I'm able to use like my strength as an advantage from time to time, and just kind of like having really that attacking mindset of just like wanting to go to goal and, you know, taking risks and taking shots, even if it doesn't always make sense. I think I have that knack to always find myself in and around the goal for, you know, goal scoring opportunities. And that's, I would say, a harder thing to coach. And that's one thing that I think I really bring to the table. And I feel like that's kind of like what I've been grew up with, like, yeah, on the American side of soccer. It's very kind of like pass and shoot it forward and run, and a lot of fitness and stuff like that, which there's pros and cons to that style of play. But I think that's where I developed my like style of play through that. So just, you know, being able to make good runs, attacking runs, dangerous, and getting myself into goal scoring opportunities, I think is something I really bring to the table. And as far as like learning more of the technical stuff that Japan has, that's something that I need to work on, is just like, they are so good at, you know, making those good 1-2 passes, combinations, the vision that they have to find that running in behind. So I feel like it's a good mix of like my strengths of like getting in behind, making those runs. And, you know, one of my teammates who's really good at sending those balls in behind, I think where there those differences lie, like they can possibly come together. So I think definitely I need to work on my technical side, because it isn't really, in my opinion, stressed a lot. Like back in the States, we're definitely more like focused on fitness and being able to last 90 plus minutes, which is good. But at the same time, like everyone does need to have like those technical basic skills, and even higher if that can, you know, get you further in the professional leagues. And I just feel like being in Japan really has helped me develop those skills, especially later in my career.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you've obviously played in a few different environments before in a few different countries. So how does the technical standard in Japan and the style of play, how does it compare to some of the other places where you've played?
Only other country I played in was Sweden. And when I'm comparing Sweden to Japan, I would say Sweden is still kind of similar to the American style, where girls are bigger built and they use their bodies more, and they're not afraid to be physical. And as far as like Japanese, because they're so technical, they don't need to find themselves in those physical situations when they can just juke around you or pass around you. So again, there's pros and cons to both of those things, but it makes a lot of sense where I don't find myself, or like I don't see my teammates getting super physical, because they can just easily bring the ball down and the ball doesn't run away from them. Whereas you're going to have to get into a physical altercation on the field if you're not able to control that ball. So I've noticed that a lot. And there's going to be moments where you're going to be physical with someone. You're going to be in a 50-50. And I think that's where, like, you know, the Swedish are very good at, you know, using their body and being able to, you know, still use their technical abilities, but also be able to lean on their physical abilities as well. And the Japanese are very good at using their physical abilities as well. I think they're just smarter, just because, you know, not typically like a bigger build compared to European and Americans and stuff. I think they're just more like agile with using their body and smarter, and if they know they're not going to win, you know, the big 50-50, they'll, you know, maybe back off or wait to get themselves into a better position. But yeah, it's just crazy how technically sound Japanese are. And like every other practice, I'll still be amazed at something that my teammate does. And I'd be like, how did you do that? Like, and they'll be so casual. They'll be so casual about it too. Like, literally do like this crazy like nutmeg move or something, and just like, yeah, I did that. And I'm over here like freaking out, like, did you not just realize that you just did? And so, but it's kind of like a daily thing. So
sure. Why do you think they get so good with the technique? Is perhaps the academies or youth level, the coaching is different? It's probably something along those lines, right?
I would imagine. I don't know. I'm not too well versed in, like, the whole, step of what they go through development wise, but I just think it's implemented at such a young age and it's just drilled into them and chosen them, and they're doing it every single day. Because I've played against, just to like help out with like our community, we played against just like kind of like a rec team, just a team to, get them acquainted with like us and Elfin and reach out. And it was for fun. But like these kids like still had like very good technical abilities for their age. And I was just expecting it to be like this fun little community outreach. And they're like, no, we're playing. Like we're here to compete. And it's just like 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. And their touches are still good and really good. And but yeah, I'm sure it's through the academy and just implementing that, because I don't know what else it would be.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, it must be right. It must be the education somewhere. Cool. Okay. So looking ahead to the season coming up with Elfin, what are the kind of what goals do you guys have? What are you hoping to achieve this season?
Think definitely doing better than what we did last season. Unfortunately, we were the last team in the table to finish, and obviously, it's never a good feeling to, be at the bottom. But I think definitely a goal of ours is to do better than last season, to, not end up in last place, and, reach for farther. Like, we don't want to be second to last, because I feel like even that is still like, okay, like, yeah, we went up, but is it really much? So like striving for, maybe, hey, let's try to aim for mid-table. Let's, do better than we did before, and we have to do something different. And I already feel like we're on that path of kind of getting into a different groove of things. Trainings have definitely been different from what they were last season, obviously, because we have new head coach, we have different things that she's implemented, different style. And I can already feel girls wanting to like understand like what the coach wants from us. And I can already see it like, okay, like this is how she wants us to move. This is how she wants us to attack. This is how she wants us to be organized. And I feel everyone kind of gelling and understanding, like, okay, this is different than last season, but I feel like everyone's like, okay, like, but we're getting used to it. I think it's good, because I personally thought that like maybe our attacking could have been a lot better in the season, where we didn't have many shots on goals overall, in games, and you have to shoot the score. So I think definitely this coach is more of an attacking minded coach, and definitely stresses on the importance of organization defensively. But like when we're attacking, we're going, we're making runs, we're getting up top. So like I said, finishing, better than we did before, looking for that mid-table is definitely a goal of ours. And just improving overall than what we did last season.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and we should mention here that a lot of Wii League teams are connected to a strong men's team, such as Urawa Reds, Tokyo Verde Blazer, or Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Elfin, however, is a standalone women's team, right? It's not the only one, but I think the majority of the teams in the Wii League, they do have a lot more resources and things like this. I don't know if that counts for a whole lot, but it's definitely worth mentioning.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so finally, so what have you been up to then in Japan? What do you do away from football? Have you found any hobbies or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I've been back for a month, and I actually just moved into a new apartment. So very small, as you probably already know, a lot of Japanese apartments out here. But I've just been trying to like organize and get furniture and just like be able to live comfortably in my own space. So right now, that's been taking up most of my time, and just decorating and whatnot. So, and there's a lot goes into it, because it's kind of like only my second time kind of living on my own and stuff. So I just finding the different shops that are out there and around my town has been like a whole ordeal. And on top of like not having a car, I've just been kind of like literally doing a whole like expedition, just like carrying a lot of things to, get to and from. But it's been good moving in. I'm pretty much almost done. But as far as hobbies, I know I texted you earlier about possibly getting into martial arts and stuff. So specifically judo, and I really do want to explore that. So thank you for sending me that link. I will definitely check it out, because I I really do want to start doing things outside of soccer when I have time. And even though martial arts seems like, wow, it's like a lot, like, and you're also playing professional soccer, I'm like, why not? Like, give it a try. And, you know, it's pretty popular here in Japan, so I've heard. So,
oh, yeah, apparently.
Yeah,
it's definitely, you know, a lot of foreigners, us expats who come over, it's definitely a hobby of choice. I remember you mentioned that it would also help you with your game in soccer, right? So why might that be? What would help you with the martial arts and football?
I was doing research and I was just kind of intrigued with martial arts to begin with out here in Japan. And I stumbled upon some information where specifically judo is good for soccer players, because judo is just basically like you're trying to take them down. Like, it's not like karate where, you know, you have all these moves and stuff like that. Judo is more like takedown. So it's more about balance and using your body like smart. And I just feel like that could really translate to kind of what I was talking about, like using your body in a smart way, which I feel like Japanese are really good at, because they know, okay, I don't have the physical advantage compared to playing someone in Europe or US. So like, if you know how to take someone down in a way that's, you know, someone thicker than you, like, that's all that matters. Cause once someone's on the ground, it's free game. And so like, for me, like being able to stay on my feet for as long as I can, or being able to like control the ball out of the air while someone's on my back, I feel like judo, learning those basic things of just being able to like hold my ground and stay balanced and be able to, like, you know, post up on someone, I really think that could translate really good into playing soccer. And I think I read an article where someone playing big, like in the Premier League or something like that, did judo, and he said like it really did help his soccer game. So I'm like, okay, I'm sold.
Yeah, you'll just have to remember to not execute the move on the soccer field, right?
Yeah, right. So we'll see if that even happens. It's really ambitious. And like you were giving me details, a lot of them are like in central Tokyo, and it's a little far from me, but I'm willing to, you know, give it, I know how to use the train system. So I'm willing to give it a try just to see if it can work with my schedule. And if it's too much, then okay, at least I've tried it. But I really been thinking about that for the last couple months, and I would love to give it a try. And on top of that, I also really like to surf. I'm super, super beginner. Beginner level. I started back in the US before I came out. So if I can find time to surf or even paddleboard, which is like still like less stress than surfing, I'd love to get out there and stuff. So there's all these things that I want to do, but at the same time, like obviously I need to rest, recover, like not getting any younger. So just trying to find a balance with all those things is just kind of what I've been trying to figure out on my downtime.
Right, well, Japan is a land full of outdoor activities and plenty to see and do, so I'm sure there's a lot of exploring to be done. And listeners, if anybody out there knows of a good judo dojo, do let us know. Okay, so we can wrap things up there. Big thanks for taking the time to come on and share your experiences with us, Serena. And best of luck for the new season ahead, the new Wii League season ahead, which will be starting on October the 20th. We will be wishing you every little bit of success for that, and of course for the World Cup, which will be kicking off next year, Thursday, 20th of July, in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, I appreciate all the support, and yeah, I'm just looking forward to all the hard work leading up to it. So
awesome. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, listeners, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Massive thanks once again to Serena for coming on. It's been great to get a little bit of insight and, you know, a bit of a voice into the women's game and the Wii League on a local level here in Japan. We all know what they can do on an international stage, but yeah, locally, it's still a little bit, I don't want to say a mystery, but yeah, sometimes it does lack a little bit of an international voice, shall we say. So it's been really interesting to get a bit of that. From here, Serena will be off to join up with her teammates at the Philippines once again. They are over in the States ahead of their friendly with New Zealand, which will be played in LA on September 6th. After that, she'll be back in Japan for Elfen's opener, the Wii League opener against Sendai, which will be October 20th. Later on, she will be capping off the season, probably with a trip to the World Cup. It's highly likely that she will be on head coach Alan Stadich's final list, who will be off to Australia and New Zealand for their first ever World Cup appearance. So we will be sure to check in with her again about that, and we will let you guys know. Thanks so much for listening, and catch you next time.
Bolden. Oh, and there it is! It falls in!